Hello, 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 and a massive hello to everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day, wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing. This is 50 Pips rocking and rolling here, 24th of January, 2018. Let's do this, let's do this. So what's going on today? Well, you know, fairly muted day on the data calendar today. The most interesting thing is going to be to see how those crude oil inventories come in after yesterday's report. Clearly very interesting to keep an eye on that. But, you know, the rest of the day is likely going to be, you know, down to whatever market decides to do, and most probably positioning and squaring, especially on USD and Euro as we get closer to the ECB tomorrow. I mean, there are a couple of interesting things developing on the charts, and what I would be keeping an eye out for, as we discussed yesterday, really the main chart is the DXY, right? We talked about that break being fairly substantial, and a lot of people looking for some kind of MoMo. We said as long as we don't break outside of the five-day range we put in last week, there's very little reason to look for a pop or a drop. Now we've broken below, so as long as we hold below last week's lows, our base case is still that we're making our way slowly back towards the 88, 87 mark. The chart is on the blog. No big change there. Another thing to keep an eye out for is copper, right? Copper is getting swabammed. Keep an eye on that. It's really a key zone here. Bulls really need it to start to bounce a little bit here, because if it doesn't, you know, things could start to get very, very ugly. In terms of the tech, we've got a very interesting action on Apple. You know, normally based on the reports being coming out, etc., etc., you'd expect it to be down. It's struggling in a market that keeps on finding a bid across the board, but if the market starts to weaken a little bit, we expect the Apple chart to be a very interesting play to the downside. In terms of equities, you know, nothing much has changed. We're still having these ramps, overnight ramps. Every dip is getting bought, and you know, that's just seems to be the way everybody's playing it. You know, vols are nothing too spectacular, but people are just doing what works until it doesn't work, and what's been working is just buy any kind of dip and pray for it to continue to go higher. And it's, you know, as long as it works, it's going to work, and there's no reason for anybody to change what they're doing. What is interesting is the Dow is looking a little bit weaker. Well, you know, things are tricky or boring to a certain extent when we're talking about the Dow, but you know, the Dow is the only one that seems to be struggling a little bit more. We've had some negative closes on the year, which is something that, you know, NASDAQ and ES don't even know what that is. I'm not even sure that's allowed anymore. But the NASDAQ is, but the Dow is showing some weakness. We put in a negative close yesterday. So it'll be very interesting to see how we behave, especially off yesterday's highs, if the NASDAQ and the ES stay bid. So in terms of possible shorts on equities, you know, the only one that has a chance here, a little glimmer of hope, would be the Dow, and the other ones we just have to wait for a little bit of weakness. And I think that's what everybody's doing, you know, just keep on buying the dips until they work, pray, buy the dip, let it go, and it works, keep on hitting it. And the only way, the only reason to really not do that is if we see a very ugly close on the day, then people will have to rethink it a little bit. But the market is strong, right? There's no other way to look at it. Again, in terms of it's DXY, there are a lot of interesting chart locations coming up. Remember, our base case is a move back into those 109, 108s on yen, and we're slowly getting there. Swissie is a very interesting location. If you look at the weekly on Aussie, very, very interesting location. So again, the question is, how much more do we press? But there should be some kind of tradable move here into the ECB on positioning and squaring, and that's what we'll be focused on. So let's see what happens. Don't forget to keep an eye on crude. Yesterday was a bearish report, and you know, we'll have to see what comes out today, but clearly unless it can catch a bid, it's starting to look fairly interesting for at least a couple of bucks to the downside. Have an awesome rest of the day, everybody. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.